Sabino? What is wrong? Baby? Babushka, mamamushka. What's with the face? Hello? Please look at me. I'm very demanding. What's the matter with the spacey waistiness? Where did you go? Come back. I need attention. You're the only person I want it from. Come on. There we go. I know. It was nice to have you back. What's going on? Tell me, I'm very annoying, I won't stop. Please. Cause I'm scared that you're sad and I don't want you to be sad. Please. I don't trust you, you're a people pleaser. What's wrong? Really, 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 really heck of one, no. No laughing. No laughing, no teasing, only listening. Pardon? Yeah? I don't understand the problem. I'm aware that you're skinny. And... oh boy. We got some internalized self-loathing going on here. My guy. My baby. You are beautiful. And yes, you're skinny. That's part of your thing. Mind, who says it's not part of your appeal? Maybe you like him skinny as a bird. I'm not teasing you, I'm loving you. Because you are loved. Skinny, thick, medium, meh. You are you. I just think you're adorable. Adorable and funny and smart. Maybe a little too insecure, but we have time. wonder if that's your biggest flaw, really. Meh. I can live with it. It would be kind of nice if you were nicer to yourself, Tom. Because it affects your brain. If you're nice to yourself, your brain's like, hey, that feels kind of nice, I'm gonna do that more. If you're not nice to yourself, your brain's like, well, this is the regime around here. Best get to hating myself. So, if you would like to make me very, 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 very happy, stop being mean to yourself. Cause it bums me out. And also, it's gross mismanagement. Think of all the time you waste hating yourself when you could be being squished by titties. Now that has got to be a better use of your time. Squishy. And you are skinny. So the contrast feels nice. And your defined fingers. And your pokey little clavicle. Your lean, mean arms. I like them a lot. So if you have no use for them, or a love for them, I will take them off your hands. And I will cherish them and snuggle them and let them do obscene things to me. Do I look like I bluff? Tell you something. When we first started dating, I was scared I wasn't small enough for you. And I was like, what if he thinks I'm gross? And what if he thinks I'm not girly or ladylike or blah, 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 blah. And you know what I did? I stopped listening to the bad thoughts. And I looked at you. And I decided to listen to what you were telling me. And what you were telling me was, I am here and I am listening. So I thought, heck it. He likes me. I like me. Well, if I'm gorgeous, what does that make you? Think you'll find it makes you scrumptious, umptious, bumptious. You're so lovely. You are. You're lovely and bubbly and hubbly. You are skinny, mini, any, and I love you. I like him like a rake. Well, you can feel it more when they bury their skinny face in your boobies. Making a home from home there? Well, that sounds like an excellent idea. Feel free to stay as long as you want. Can I tell you another secret? You're gonna believe me one day. And you are gonna see that you are one sexy Jack Skellington motherfucker. I knew he would start something in me. He is very, very sexy. Like a certain someone I know. I'm not saying any of this to make you feel better or pacify you. You are gorgeous. You are my skinny, stringy baby. I wouldn't have you beefy, and I wouldn't have you taller or smaller or bleh. I would have you. Now, can we please watch The Nightmare Before Christmas? Give me a craving. I'll let you have a teddy pillow. Well, that's more than fair. Mm-hmm.